And now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. When Will Reynolds was growing up around the third grade, his mom noticed he seemed less happy and more anxious. She took him to different doctors and therapists, but it wasn't until he was 16 that he was diagnosed with schizoaffective disorder. Here's Will with his mom remembering what those early teenage years were like.
I had this make-believe fantasy world in my head that I would escape to.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to a point where I was there almost all the time, talking to myself as if I were different people.
So what would you say was your, I guess, darkest time where you had to come to grips with the fact that you have a mental illness?
I'd have to say freshman and sophomore year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I would regularly harm myself. I would regularly try to escape into this world. I would regularly just withdraw, not speak to anybody when I did. I always pushed them away because I was so, came on so strong.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted somebody to connect with, but I mean, I guess I just didn't really understand people very well.
And when you found a person that seemed to be kind to you,
then I would obsess over them.
You would obsess over that person, right?
Constantly try to get a friendship or a relationship that just wasn't going to happen. And I couldn't accept that back then. I'm better about it now, but that was probably one of, if not the main reason, why I could not make friends. Anxiety is like a wall. I guess more close analogy would be like a leash. As much as you try, you can't bring yourself to go talk to them. And pacing around, it would be a way to soothe myself. So I would look at them trying to think, okay, what do I want to say? What do I want to do? What can I say? You know, I desperately wanted to make friends, but I didn't know how to approach the situation. So generally, it would come across as me walking around the room staring at people.
So you could understand why they felt like this was kind of creepy or stalker type behavior.
Yes.
And as you've matured and grown up, I think you've forgiven people for some of the rejection that you received because you understand maybe what it looked like to
yes.
someone who didn't know and understand what was going on.
Yes.
I guess there's some things that I want to share with you, just things that I've experienced as being a parent of a child and a young adult that has a mental illness. It is kind of the outcast disability. And I guess my advice to you is, and this is a hard part for me, people that reject you or the people that picked on you, I truly think people just don't really understand what they're doing. Just remember to give people grace and the benefit of the doubt.
I feel like I've come a long way with social situations. I have friends now. Just being able to handle these emotions when they come out. I don't not feel these emotions anymore, but I am able to really just fight them back.
You're one of the strongest people I know. I've seen you persevere through years of difficult times. I'm proud of your sincerity and your sensitivity to other people and their feelings, and I'm very proud to be your mom.
Thank you.
20-year-old Will Reynolds talking with his mom, Terry Sellers. Through medication and therapy, Will is making a path forward. He's just gotten a driver's license and is waiting to hear back about a part-time job. This story was produced locally for WABE by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center, which hosts the StoryCorps booth. Is there someone you've been meaning to catch up with? Why not book some time with them in the StoryCorps booth? You can learn more by visiting us online at wabe.org/StoryCorps.